Today I'm speaking with Chip Conley, the CEO of Joie de Vivre Hospitality and the author of several books, including Peak, How Great Companies Get Their Mojo from Maslow. Chip founded Joie de Vivre in 1987 and built it into a collection of 33 small upscale hotels with annual sales revenue of around $240 million. Earlier this week, he announced that John Pritzker of the Hyatt Hotel family bought a majority stake, which will allow the company to expand outside of California. Chip, it's great to have you today.
Thank you.
I want to go back quickly to a point in your career where you had, and you started Joie de Vivre Hotels when you were fairly young, at age 26, and you grew this into an amazing boutique hotel chain with $100 million in revenue. And then around 9/11 and some of the shakeups in the financial market, the company dropped. And you had said that you didn't take a salary for 3 years. How did you cope? What did you do to rebuild the company to the position that you are in now?
Well, you know, the one of the most important sort of operating manuals that I've used for business is Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And the reason I say that is because in lots of ways, we have operating manuals for all kinds of equipment we use. Like our car has an operating manual, our computer has an operating manual, our iPhone or our PDA has an operating manual. But when it comes down to how we deal with the humans in our business, which are, you know, is the fact, the most neglected fact in business is that business is full of humans, we don't really have an operating manual. And so the operating manual I tend to use goes back to psychology and to the theory of the hierarchy of needs that came from Abraham Maslow in the 1940s and 50s. And that the premise behind that is that we all, as humans, have sort of basic needs, physiological needs and safety needs. And as you move up the pyramid, you move closer and closer to, on the fifth level, self-actualization at the top. So in a downturn or in a recession, as whether it was the recession after the dot-com bust 10 years ago, or whether it's more recent, The fact is there's a lot of fear, and fear tends to be the most predominant emotion in any organization in a difficult time. So people have a tendency to go to what I call the bottom of the pyramid, and they tend to go to their survival needs. So one of the first things we tried to do in the dot-com crash downturn is to give people confidence that their job was safe. And so we pretty much said we're not doing any layoffs. And we said senior executives in this company and managers will take the hit. And so I didn't take a salary for 3 years. Our senior executives in the company took a 10% pay cut for a 2.5-year period. And all of our managers throughout the whole company took a 2.5-year pay freeze. By doing that, it meant that our line level employees, and for whom the survival needs were the most acute, they'd make it an hourly wage. For them, they felt like their needs were being met. So once your survival needs are met, you can sort of move up the pyramid. So psychologically, what we were trying to do is stabilize our 80% of our employees who are hourly workers, give them a sense that they're safe. And by doing that, instead of feeling like they're coming to work and worried that they're going to get